Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The DH, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Pruitt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Paul Dade. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Kendall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Waits. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravec. And now, play ball. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball towards right. Nordhagen settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nordhagen. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to second. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Duffy reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. Bocht bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Pruitt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kravec fields it, throws to third for 1, and over to second, double play. Two outs. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Duffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Pruitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Date strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-2 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Orta covering, for the out. Melton moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bocht for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into left field. Bock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soderholm moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-3 in the game. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Date hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-3 in the game. Kendall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Duffy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Duffy steals second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duffy moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a line drive into left field. Bocht picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bocht. Zisk moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zisk scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Jim Kern now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Bocht settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.